Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. A little warmer tonight than last night, and just in time for the Silver Bells in the City Parade, which is kicking off just as I speak. I'll be talking to our own Jesse Wyza, who is at tonight's event later in the show. But let's begin with today's prediction on what's ahead for Michigan economically. The University of Michigan's latest annual forecast of the state's economic outlook shows that things may be improving, but not very quickly. In fact, a full recovery may be in the distant future. To talk about the forecast, which was released today, I'm joined by Dr. George Fulton, director of U of M's Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics. Welcome to the program, George.
Thank you for having me.
Now, before we get to the details of your latest forecast, how difficult is it to accurately predict future economic conditions, and how do you go about it?
Yeah, they're always hard. Someone asked me if one's harder than the other, and I think the right answer is that they're always hard. We use an economic model that was designed here at the University of Michigan, and also, of course, we use our own horse sense to interact with the model.
I see. And in terms of these predictions, have they been happening for quite a while? Did they begin before the recession took place?
Yes, and in fact, as an organization, we have done forecasts for the state economy for 40 years now, and for the U.S. economy, it's our 59th year. So this is as long as anyone.
So let's begin by looking at the maximum number of jobs lost. I mean, how bad did it get from the point that the recession began, which I think was in 2000?
The jobs recession started in the spring of 2000, and it went to the summer of 2009. And in that span of time, the state lost 857,000 jobs.
850,000 was the very worst. Now, how far have we come back since that point?
We've gained from the summer of 2009 until now. We have gained back 101,000 jobs.
Okay, so an eighth or so of that, of the jobs that we lost. Now, looking ahead, then, what is your forecast seeing in the next couple of years?
Yeah, we're seeing us adding another 77,000 jobs by the end of 2013. So from the low point in 2009 through 2013, that would sum to 178,000 jobs, and that would be about one in five jobs recovered that we lost in the dark decade of the aughts.
And I guess the question, of course, is where are these jobs going to be created? Which industries do you expect that to happen in?
Yeah, this is, in some sense, this is a typical recovery for Michigan because it's led by the manufacturing sector, which is traditionally where we do come out of recessions in Michigan. And we have actually grown more rapidly from the summer of 2009 till now than the nation. I would say the difference this time is the job growth has not been as rapid coming out of this recession as it has in previous recessions. The other prominent sector is what we call professional and business services. That includes a lot of the, if you like, higher end business services such as computer design, management, engineering services, those types of things. But it also includes temporary help, and we've had temporary help services is red hot at the moment and has been for a little while.
Of the over 800,000 jobs we lost, was a huge portion of that in manufacturing, and are we likely to not to see that kind of those kinds of numbers come back realistically in the manufacturing sector?
Yes, you are correct that a disproportionate number of those jobs lost are in manufacturing, and we don't expect that we'll ever recover all of those. I guess ever is a long time, but it would be a very long stretch indeed for us to get back to what we had before in manufacturing, and I wouldn't expect it.
I'm talking to Dr. George Fulton, the director of the University of Michigan's Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics, and we're talking about the University of Michigan's latest annual forecast of the state's economic outlook. The unemployment rate is over 10% now.
Right.
Do you view that as a key level, and how long are we likely to stay above 10%?
I would say we would stay above where the number that just came out in two days ago, actually, was that we were at 10.6% in October. We don't see getting below 10% until the end of 2013. So unemployment rate coming down, yes, but still holding at fairly high levels. That's, I guess, to the extent that we're growing jobs now after losing them for a decade is the good news part of the story. Also, the high-wage sector is growing more rapidly than the economy as well. That's the good news story. I suppose the less good news story is that the unemployment rate we expect to remain fairly high for an extended period of time.
The jobs that we're likely to see now coming back to the state, are they going to be far less generous than the pre-recession jobs they're replacing?
I mean, if the question is, are we mostly generating low-wage jobs in this recovery, the answer is no. We certainly are generating some of those, but as I said a few minutes ago, the high-wage jobs are actually growing even a little more rapidly.
When you look at Michigan and you compare it to our other Midwestern neighbor states, would you say it's generally a more attractive state for companies to bring jobs to at this point?
I think it's as attractive. Again, I don't do that. I don't do that comparison, but I think we have a lot of assets in this state. I think a big thing is to sort of get over this image of Michigan being the economic caboose, and not a good place to live or to work. And I think part of it really is an image problem. And I think as our economy continues to improve, and it's improving as rapidly as most states right now, of course we had the furthest to go, I think that would help.
Now, I had an economist from IHS Global Insight on the show.
Okay.
They evaluated all 50 states and declared that Michigan, and in fact Ohio also, are among a handful that will be the last to get to its pre-recession job numbers, and that won't happen until after 2017, and that's at the very earliest. I mean, does that sound about right to you?
Oh yes, I agree with that. And it's simply because we've come down so far. We lost 857,000 jobs in that downturn, and that's just an awfully long way to come back. And so I think it would be well beyond 2017 for Michigan. But I think the good news part of it is we're making progress now. I mean, we're actually growing now instead of continuing to shrink, and I think that's the good news part. But clearly we've got a long way to go to get back to where we were in 2000.
I see. Well, according to the annual forecast, we're in for, I guess, moderate growth, and certainly better than the opposite.
And I think that's the point, is that, sometimes moderate growth might sound like an unattractive forecast, but when you've declined for a decade, I think moderate growth sounds pretty good.
Absolutely. Dr. George Fulton, director of the University of Michigan's Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me again.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.